Kinnick raises $12.5 million in funding round. UK-based fintech Kinnick has raised $12.5 million in a seed funding round aiming to enlarge its tech team and accelerate its product development. Salt Edge, a 2A to support open finance in Jordan. Open banking solutions provider Salt Edge has announced a partnership with banking tech provider Access to Arabia, a 2A, to support open finance in Jordan. Blackline expands its account receivable solutions portfolio. US-based Blackline has announced the expansion of its account receivable automation solutions with the introduction of its EIPP capabilities. Citi partners with Versana. US-based Citi has launched its agented syndicated loans on Versana's transformative digital data platform, making them available for the latter subscribers. Sila partners with Fortress Trust. Money API services provider Sila has announced a partnership with US-based trust company Fortress Trust to elevate the fintech industry with advanced payment and custodial services. Exola Headless Checkout offers customization for game developers. US-based Exola has rolled out Headless Checkout, an advanced payment customization feature for game developers to create a fully branded purchasing experience. Axis Bank and FIB launch numberless credit card in India. India-based Axis Bank and FinTech FIB have partnered to launch a numberless credit card for tech-savvy General Z's in India. Castles Technology partners with Worldline. Taiwan-based payment solutions provider Castles Technology has partnered with France-based payment services provider Worldline. Australia announces draft law on digital payments. The Australian government has announced its plans to introduce laws that would allow the central bank to regulate digital payment providers. Kushki is now a payment acquirer in LATAM. Paytech company Kushki has become the first next-gen merchant acquirer in Latin America and includes primary membership with Visa and MasterCard in Mexico, Chile, Peru, and Colombia. NPCI International partners with Al Etihad Payments. Al Etihad Payments, a subsidiary of the Central Bank of the UAE, and NPCI have partnered to advance the development of the national domestic card scheme in the UAE. Galileo obtains a multi-market MasterCard certification in LATAM. U.S. fintech Galileo has obtained a multi-market MasterCard certification that enables it to provide services in 5 new LATAM countries. Razorpay launches Optimizer, an AI-powered Infinity router. Razorpay has launched a payment infrastructure called Optimizer, an AI-powered system to protect businesses from annual losses of over $841 million due to transaction failures. EDOMX partners with Finbots AI. US-based lending provider EDOMX has partnered with B2B SaaS fintech Finbots AI to enable credit risk management using AI. GoDaddy partners with Paze. GoDaddy has partnered with Paze in order to optimize the manner in which US-based small businesses improve their customers' checkout experience and close more sales. First Orion launches Sentry. First Orion has announced the launch of Sentry, allowing enterprises to block fraudulent outbound calls and ensures their numbers are only used for legitimate calls. Barraic Exchange partners with IDverse. Cryptocurrency exchange company Barraic Exchange has partnered with ID verification firm IDverse for KYC onboarding and safe digital identity verification. Aurum launches verification solution for U.S. bank accounts. API solutions provider Aurum has launched Verify, a service that validates US-based consumer and business bank accounts. StickPay partners with Binance Pay to support e-wallet crypto payments. UK-based e-wallet service provider StickPay has partnered with Binance Pay to streamline e-wallet cryptocurrency payments. Crystal Blockchain partners with Global Anti-Scam Alliance. Netherlands-based Crystal Blockchain and Global Anti-Scam Alliance have launched Crypto Trust Seal to fight fraud and bring trust to Web3. DigiSeek and Unlimit bring wearable payments to Rugby World Cup. Wearable payments firm DigiSeek has teamed up with Unlimit to bring contactless prepaid key fobs and access control to 1,000 guests at the 2023 Rugby World Cup. Aurum launches first product built on FedNow. Payments API provider Aurum has built a product on top of the new FedNow rail to instantly verify bank accounts. PE giant Advent hires fintech exec Kahina Van Dyke. Private equity outfit Advent International has hired former Standard Chartered, Ripple and Meta executive Kahina Van Dyke to help build out its fintech franchise. A2A and SaltEdge come together to support open finance in Jordan. The Central Bank of Jordan, CBJ, has taken a significant step towards modernizing the financial services landscape in the kingdom by unveiling comprehensive guidelines for open finance services. Lloyds Bank renews partnership with FreedomPay. Lloyds Bank has accelerated its strategic partnership with FreedomPay, a leading consumer-centric commerce platform, as part of its continued growth strategy to offer clients access to a suite of fast, efficient, and secure payment solutions. SaaS fintech Spendology opens crowdfunding round on CDRs. SaaS fintech Spendology has launched a crowdfund via CDRs.com to raise funds to accelerate its international expansion. StickPay integrates with Binance. StickPay, a leading global e-wallet service provider and payment gateway, has partnered with Binance Pay, a contactless, borderless and secure cryptocurrency payment technology powered by Binance, the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange, to streamline StickPay users' access to dozens of leading cryptocurrencies. JP Morgan moves to commercialize blockchain with tokenized collateral network. JP Morgan Chase has transformed money market fund shares into tokens to execute an over-the-counter derivatives trade between BlackRock and Barclays Bank using blockchain technology. Upvest raises $30 million and secures deal with BlackRock. Upvest, a Berlin-based startup offering a plug-and-play API for fintechs entering the investment market, has raised $30 million and secured a deal with BlackRock to make investing more accessible for millions of people across Europe. Untangled Finance raises $13.5 million to bring institutional-grade private credit on-chain. UK fintech Untangled Finance has raised $13.5 million for its platform to bring institutional-grade credit with a built-in liquidation mechanism on-chain. Citi settles first trades on HKEX Synapse platform. Citi Securities Services announced the successful settlement of trades for China Asset Management, Hong Kong, China AMC, HK, on Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited, HKEX, Synapse platform, which went live for trade settlement today. ESMA assesses market developments in DeFi and smart contracts. The European Securities and Markets Authority, ESMA, the EU's financial markets and securities regulator, today publishes two articles on decentralized finance, DeFi, one on developments and risks in the EU market and another on a methodology for the categorization of smart contracts. Delta Capita releases complete DLT suite. Delta Capita, a leading global capital markets consulting, managed services and technology provider, today announces the launch of its MOC Distributed Ledger product suite to enable the efficient design, implementation and execution of complex transaction processing. JP Morgan launches Securities Services Data Mesh. JP Morgan today announced the launch of its Securities Services Data Mesh for institutional investors, available through Fusion by JP Morgan, Fusion. SIFMA hits out at SEC's proposed new rules on predictive data analytics. SIFMA and SIFMAAMG today submitted a letter to the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, on the proposed rules that would require the elimination or neutralization of the use of predictive data analytics, PDA, and PDA-like technologies by broker-dealers and RIAs. Schroders selects Acceptor to automate core operations and consolidate applications. Acceptor, the leading data automation platform provider in the financial sector, today announced that Schroders, a global leading active investment manager, has chosen its platform for a range of core business use cases, including cash flow data handling and customer onboarding. Broadridge and Iris Market joint OMS for UK broker-dealers. Introducing an innovative new solution to the UK market, global fintech leader Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc. NYSE, BR, today announced a strategic partnership with Iris, IR. AX, a technology company providing software to the financial services industry. Deutsche Bank invests in LLM developer Codex AI. Deutsche Bank's corporate venture capital, CVC, group has invested in Codex AI, a Berlin-based startup developing a large language model, LLM, application catered to the needs of the financial services industry. TransactionLink raises 5 meters seed round for KYC, KYB automation. TransactionLink, the drag-and-drop builder saving onboarding teams time and money, has raised a 5 meters seed round to expand its KYB, Know Your Business product into new sectors and grow its co-headquarters in Berlin and London. Barake Exchange selects IDverse for identity verification. Barake Exchange, a cryptocurrency exchange specializing in masternode coins, has partnered with world-leading digital ID verification company IDverse, previously known as OCR Labs Global, for Know Your Customer, KYC, onboarding and secure digital identity verification, IDV. How credit unions can shape the banking industry. The choice of where to bank is one of the most important decisions in any consumer's life. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.